This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Up the NT on Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay. Well, partnership is one of the growth strategies most entrepreneurs are engrossed in building their startup than actively looking for partnerships with large organizations. Recently, StoreHub and GHL Systems announced a partnership and the launching of a new product called AirPOS. We go behind the scenes on how this partnership came about and how they manage expectations from both parties.
Hi, my name is Wai Hong. I'm from StoreHub. We are an iPad point of sale or POS system for retailers, cafe owners, and all you boutiques out there. So we've been running this for about a couple of years now, over 800 stores across Malaysia and actually a couple in the Philippines, Thailand and Indonesia. That's what we do.
And on the other side, we have Kevin Lee as well. So tell us what you do.
Hi, I'm Kevin. I'm from GHL Systems. Basically, GHL Systems is an e-payment company. What we do is basically to enable merchants, businesses, whether they are small, medium, or even large businesses, with e-payments, with card payments. So we have various kind of products and services, be it the normal credit card machine, our online payment gateway, or even the latest product we have just launched with AirPOS, which is a mobile payment service. So I'm heading the mobile payment division, where we look at how could we launch new innovative mobile payment services for GHL Systems.
Yeah. Okay. And today we have the two of you to have a startup point of view and also a big firm's point of view in terms of partnership. I've read a lot of articles online saying that startups, you should start looking for partnerships 1 year into your business, but then some other people say you don't because you get to distract yourself from your core business. Wai Hong, as a startup, what do you think? Should startup or shouldn't find a partnership?
I mean, we never actively sought out partnerships, even from the beginning, because we felt like we just wanted to focus down on our core products and actually really grow our user base organically. And we believe that, you know, partnerships are a long, drawn-out process, you know, 6 months at the very least. And if it becomes something, that's great. If it doesn't, then, you know, it's just a waste of time. So all the partnerships that we've had to consider were inbound leads, i.e., these guys approached us. So that's how we've considered them. And I think we've probably been approached by maybe as many as 10 different larger companies. So anywhere from banks to telcos to wanting to work with us. And so far up to this point, we've only really had two partnerships with large companies and one with GHL. So we've turned down a whole bunch of different larger companies just because we feel like having considered the case, you know, is it going to be beneficial for us or for them? We just felt it wasn't going to be a good use of time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure startups do approach GHL as well. So what do you think about those partnerships and why those partnerships didn't work out?
I guess the most important is what is the objective of the company? I mean, like for us, we are very clear in terms of what we want to do for our mobile payment service is to reach out to businesses. Yeah, so that's what we want to do. And we see there's a good fit in terms of where StoreHub comes in because, there's a synergy. And we also want to work with people that is very dynamic. So we see startups as an advantage to us because they're very dynamic, very nimble, they're able to move fast. So that is from our perspective, yeah.
And like potential issues, though, what do you weed out when it comes to partnership?
We talked about how we looked at the bigger companies and we see, do they even have the motivation, in this partnership to actually pour in resources and energy to actually make it work? There were times when we looked at what does it cost for us to work with a telco that approached us once, and they were wanting things like for us to white label our product, which might give us customers, but we will lose out on branding, which is a very important part of the startup journey. Or they would ask us to say, we would do all the billing, so we would pay you directly, but we'll collect the money from the customer, which also puts a lot of strain on a very lean operations team that startups tend to have. Mm-hmm. Our accounting team is probably like one person, right? So imagine having to deal with our existing billing system and then having to deal with a separate billing system. And then the question of, are there going to be even enough customers that are coming in from this channel, from the large company, to even justify going through all this, right? And working through all these problems. So I think, especially when the larger companies are demanding these things and they are non-compromising on them, it is quite difficult for a startup to really, like us, to really think about that and go, yeah, I guess we should go for it, because it's just not, it's just going to be really distracting.
And for you as well, the large company's point of view when it comes to partnership with the startups?
For us, it's interestingly, I mean, although GSL Systems is a public listed company, for our team, which is the AirPost team, we are in a way also like a startup, although we are part of a big organization. So the good thing is that we are able to also look at how we could move fast. So that's the advantage that we have. Mm. But I guess if you look at probably any other large online organization, you know, they have got different objectives, they've got different visions. So chances are probably, you know, when a startup approaches them, they probably think that, you know, it's not something that they want to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think, I guess these are some of the probably feedback, yeah, from large companies, because, you know, they want to do so many things.
Yeah.
And they probably think that this is, you know, too small for me, you know. But for us, it's very different. It's like a startup within a public listed company working with another startup like that. Mm.
Yeah. Okay, but is there been the fear of working with a startup then? Whether startups leveraging on your brand, maybe abusing the brand, you know, these things do happen out there.
Yep.
So what are those fears that you have?
Of course, we want to ensure that that company, the startup company, has been around for some time. Mm. And at least, you know, they are not, they have got a good customer base, a good brand out there that we can also tap onto it. And also for them to tap onto GSL being a market leader in Malaysia. Mm. So these are things that we actually consider. Because at the end of the day is that if we work with a startup that do not have good branding, it will actually jeopardize GSL as a bigger company.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Mm. All right. So moving on to the two of you, StoreHub and GHL. How did this, you know, come about? How did the two of you meet in the first place?
It's a really funny story. So we have one customer. They run like the Great Beer Bar in Uptown. And basically what happened was Sam from GHL, he was the CTO.
Yep.
He just happened to be having his, you know, beer at the Great Beer Bar. And like he was, I think they just kicked off this AirPost project.
Yep.
And he was looking around for, you know, just having a beer. And then he saw this iPad point of sale, because the Great Beer Bar was one of our customers. And he was like, oh, this is a really cool looking system. You know,
yep.
It's an iPad and everything. And it worked really well with AirPods. So he asked the owner, I said, hey, you know, can you put me in touch with StoreHub? You know, the guys run StoreHub. And he's like, yep, sure. So he reached out to us and we sat down and, you know, we had a great conversation. The first meeting was awesome. And I guess you could say the rest was history. but the relationship was, even from day one, it was such a good sense about, you know, the synergies, that the benefits that we would give to them and vice versa.
Yep.
And not just that, I think it was the way that Sam approached us was that he was like, I have full control over the technology.
Mm.
And so when I was talking to Sam, I was, you know, we are very user-centric and very obsessed with user experience. So a lot of the guys that we tried to work with before, they were very inflexible about working with us towards creating a really good user experience, i.e., you know, being able to directly go into payments from our StoreHub app without having to switch an app or without having to key in the amount again, and, you know, be able to just look at it in a really smooth flow. We could not achieve any of that with any other of the potential partners before, but with Sam and GHL, they were very keen and willing to actually work with us to create that user experience. So again, from day one, it's not just the commercial fit. I think it was the sense that we get a cultural fit, almost like we're on the same page about wanting to give great user experience. And so I think that really helped. That really put the relationship to set it off on a good start.
You work with a lot of technology. Are there any paranoia over IP or NDAs?
Do we even sign an NDA?
No, we didn't.
We didn't sign an NDA.
Yeah, we didn't.
And I guess, I don't even know why, but I think the reality was that, there is some technology here, but it's not like it's, you know, groundbreaking, revolutionary
Correct.
Stuff that we
don't want
to tell the whole world about.
Yep.
And also, I think because the foundations of the relationship was built on so much trust already and so much synergy and so much good feeling about each other, I don't think we really needed to go down that path signing NDAs. I know I've talked to some payments companies who have made me sign NDAs
yep.
even before the meeting.
Even before you start doing anything.
No, not even talking about doing anything. We're talking about before the meeting, before I even met the guy to talk about stuff, he sent me an NDA.
Okay.
And I'm like, God, you know, this is ridiculous. So I guess, I don't know. I think the trust thing was really interesting to
see.
Okay,
so you've established the trust as a foundation since day one.
Yeah.
And so you said the rest was history. I guess that's the courting period or getting to know each other period. So what were the processes during that time that you've put in place to finally lead up to the signing of the partnership?
That's up next. Stay with us. This is Up The NT with Fong Wai Hong, founder of Store Hub, and Kevin Lee from GHL Systems, talking about startups and partnerships. BFM 89.9. Good morning, you're still tuned into Up The NT. Today we're talking about startups and partnerships with Fong Wai Hong, founder of Store Hub, and Kevin Lee from GHL Systems. Recently, these two companies announced a partnership, and we're looking into the processes on how the partnership come about.
From the beginning, we know, we have got very clear objective. Yeah. So I think that lays a very strong foundation in terms of what we want to do with our product and what we want to help Store Hub to do in terms of, you know, rolling out services and to value add to what they already have, which is, you know, a great service to the merchants itself. Mm-hmm. You know, I think always communication is very important. Communication, you know, knowing what we want to achieve, what they want to achieve. And yeah, I think that is one of the key points. Yeah.
And with this partnership specifically, what's happening? What are you doing? What are you changing? Are you changing any landscape, the payment gateway landscape? You know, what are you trying to do with this partnership?
I mean, as a standalone product, GHL's AirPOS is disrupting what the banks are already doing by providing a service that is quicker, more transparent, and cheaper.
Yep.
You're talking about banks charging anywhere from 300 ringgit once off to 35 to 80 ringgit a month just for having that payments device to accept credit cards.
Mm.
And GHL is going out there saying, no, look, stuff all that. We're kind of almost giving that away for free. Of course, there is some I think, setup fee involved.
Correct, yep.
But in terms of the monthly payments and all that stuff, it's actually really, really...
attractive.
Attractive for the merchants. Mm. And I guess for us, because our focus is not on payments, our focus is on helping the merchants grow their business, manage their inventory, manage their customers, get reports on the fly. We're helping the merchants to on the operational side of things. So all our merchants are actually naturally potentially customers of GHL. They all would need credit card payments, and you know the whole Bank Negara mandate of pushing everyone to accept credit cards. So I think that synergy was so clear. You know, the solution of being able to have a merchant deal with us, Store Hub, and not just get the excellence of an iPad point of sale, but also having the benefit of being able to apply for these credit card payments easily through us, right? So we manage all of that process. We work very closely with GHL on that. And we get back to merchants literally within, not even 24 hours, usually within like 2 hours or something. on processes like typically the bank would take a couple of days to actually get back to you on. We work really, really quick because we are a startup.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to point those resources to actually facilitate that kind of process that we want the merchants to get it quick. Therefore, we're willing to really work hard for that. So I think that whole operational side combined with the payment side together in a seamlessly integrated solution, and that's the offering that we bring to market. The ones that are in the market right now are very clunky. So all that integration that in so-called inverted commas is pretty much just an app switching experience where you have one app and then it switches to another app, and then sometimes the app doesn't even fit on the iPad properly, so you kind of tilt your head. It's like we see some of these guys literally tilting their head to process the payment.
Yep, yep.
And it's just a really painful experience for the merchants, and sometimes in the app switching process there's some issues. In our case, everything is done within the Store Hub app, which is not done anywhere else. So that's something that we feel that the merchants would really appreciate from a reconciliation perspective and from a training their guys perspective, just from an experience perspective. That's something that we're very thankful that GHL were willing to pour in resources to work with us, because they had to do something as well on their side to enable this experience.
Now, would you consider this partnership as a break for Store Hub?
A breakthrough?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, from day one, payments was on the forefront of our mind, in the sense that we were really wanting... I mean, we knew that payments was such an integral part of a merchant's ability to do business, right? So we were always on the lookout, always looking out, I guess, for companies that would be able to work with us to provide a solution like this to the merchants. The companies that we've tried to work with before, it was either that the technology was too slow. I remember emailing the CTO, one of these other companies, emailing the CTO and getting a response just for API documentation 3 months later. And I'm like, oh my God, you're a startup too, right? So it was just really difficult to work with all these other companies. But when we started working with GL Share, literally within 3 months, we have all the technical information sorted out.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. You think, oh my God, public listed company, right? Like, aren't they supposed to be slow? But no, I mean, it was such a breeze, and our CTO was so thankful. We were like, oh my God, these guys are amazing. They're so fast. And we were really, really thrilled to be able to work with them like this. Mm. In fact, I think the timeline that we had in terms of actually rolling things out exceeded our expectations. So that was something that was really cool.
So GHL, have you collaborated or partnered with any other startups before? I'm sure you have.
In fact, for startups, I mean, StoreHub is one of the first startups that we worked with. I guess, traditionally, people always look at electronic payments as a traditional business. You know, not many people look at, how they could then provide more innovative solution on top of electronic payments.
Right.
So I guess it's also a timing where when we were about to launch our own mobile payment service, AirPOS, then that's where then we have StoreHub coming in. Then it's a good timing because then we see the great fit that we can go to market together. Yeah.
Okay. And any tips to startups who want to land a partnership with bigger companies? I think, because I think a lot of startups would think so, right? Bigger companies means that I think that's when your company grow with it. So probably a lot of cold calls, people knocking on your doors, but there could be something that they're doing wrong. So
it's interesting. I mean, because I same in investing, right? I think with VCs and whatnot, the best ones are the ones, the best relationships start when they come look for you. And in our case, we never knocked on a single door. All the conversations we've had were people knocking on our doors. And I think then from there, you take the dating analogy where it is about fit, as Kevin mentioned earlier, right? It is about understanding what's in it for them, what's in it for you, what issues will arise out from the demands they have. Is there synergy? Do you share a common vision?
Correct.
What kind of people are they that you're going to be dealing with? Just because they're a big name doesn't mean they're going to be a good fit for you. Just because a person is a celebrity doesn't mean they're going to be a good wife for you. And I think in that case, for us, because we've gone through this process multiple times, when GHL knocked on our doors and we met them, it was like, we could already see all these different things. So I think from an advice perspective, it really is focus on the important things, i.e. building your brand, building your reputation. And when these leads come and when these guys come knocking on your doors, make sure you identify fit and make sure you, open your eyes big. Look at the their point of view, you look at your point of view and try to assess all these things from a longer term perspective, because not all partnerships with big companies will always lead to something good.
Yeah.
And sometimes the partnerships with the smaller companies who are right fit, sometimes are maybe even better.
Yeah.
So I think that's my little 2 cents on that.
From a big firm's point of view?
I think it's interesting because, when bigger firms work with startups, it could be the other way around as well, where, when the bigger firms, they want to start pushing, very aggressively to the market, where startups were not able to then move to meet that expectation, because of, marketing budget or
lack of resources.
Resources and whatnot, So, there are big companies that, they want to work with startups because startups are more focused, but there are some times where startups were not able to move as fast as bigger companies, So I think it's both sides. Again, like I said, at the end of the day, what is the objective? What is the vision that we want to do, And we are very clear because on our side, we want to basically enable all types of businesses to accept card payments. So you have got different kind of businesses. So StoreHub comes in a very very nicely manner because they have got a sets of merchants that we can also work with together.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you so much for your time. And that's Fong Wai Hong, founder of StoreHub, and Kevin Lee from GHL Systems. This is Up the NT on Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay. Thank you for listening. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.